Dealing with our finances according to Christian principles implies a number of things. One is that Christians are expected to tithe. You see that in 2 Chronicles 31, 4 and 5. Christians are told to take care of the orphan and the widow. They are also commanded to honor their father and mother, and to care for those within their household. You can read 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. On the next Family Matters, we'll discuss what the Bible has to say about using our resources to care for aging parents. Do stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We were asked this question by a listener whose duty to the church and his loved ones are in conflict. He asks, would it be wrong to use part of our tithe to pay for a nursing facility for aging parents? We're finding out what the term sandwich generation really means. Just as our kids are entering college, we're faced with providing some kind of care for my wife's mom and dad. What do you think we should do? That scripture verse in 1 Timothy 5 verse 8 says that a man is worse than an unbeliever if he does not provide for his family. This strong and clear instruction is directed specifically to those who are responsible for elderly and dependent family members who are unable to care for themselves. Biblically speaking, there's no question that we have a responsibility for our children, for our parents, and for others in the immediate family. But how does this relate to the issue of tithing? Is it right to take money earmarked for the church and redirect it to the needs of your parents? Under the financially strained conditions of today's economic climate, this is likely to become a very real dilemma for an increasing number of believers. And interestingly enough, there is scriptural precedent for resolving it in favor of the claims of the family. The relevant passage is found in Mark 7, verses 9 to 13. He said to them, "All too well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, if a man says to his father or mother, 'Whatever profit you might have received from me is Corban, that is a gift to God,' then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition which you have handed down, and many such things you do." Jesus responded harshly when the Pharisees raised the question of whether the immediate needs of aging parents should take precedence over tithes to the religious establishment. As the text indicates, Corban is a Hebrew word denoting a gift specifically set aside and devoted to the work of God. The Pharisees taught that one should take care of the church first. Jesus' reaction seems to imply that we have an even more important responsibility to take care of the family. We'd suggest that, if at all possible, it would be wise to avoid placing yourself in a position where these two obligations end up coming into conflict with one another. Both are biblical commands and admonitions, and both should be faithfully carried out. Here, as in so many other areas, it's a matter of achieving the proper balance. We realize, of course, that some couples may be so strapped for funds that they feel as if they have to choose one or the other. The fact is that most of us must eventually either put our parents into some sort of extended care facility or take them home to live with us until they die. Few people plan for this eventuality, and when it hits, it can be fiscally devastating. Still, we're of the opinion that it doesn't have to be an either-or decision. It may simply be a question of doing something differently in some other area of your life, such as deferring or canceling a vacation, buying cheaper clothes, postponing an investment opportunity, or driving your old car for another 5 years. In our estimation, all of these other spending choices should have a lower priority than either tithing or helping your parents financially. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.